déposé en France par Tristan Bannon.
Whatever they wanted.
Scared to death. Absolute fright. I can't even spell. I'm just shaking all the way through.
Soon after, police left to attend to another area. Police brought in every resource to try to cope, but they couldn't contain their disorder.
Disturbances are spreading across Birmingham now. One resident we spoke to here in Handsworth said he called the police and they took 2 hours to come here after this started happening. So the investigators faced with 4 hours of serious disruption. Then after the BBC News.
Hesel taroz genu sonu Kızır mıradı man bıkeru Sarek gınız qeyda tuvanu Vuy mele mamı
It's going to crash and it's going to fall pretty hard because markets are ruled right now by fear. Investors and the big money, the smart money, I'm talking about the big funds, the hedge funds, the institutions, they don't buy this rescue plan. They know the market is toast. They know the stock market is finished. The euro, as far as they're concerned, they don't really care. They're moving their money away to safer assets, like treasury bonds, 30-year bonds, and the US dollar. So it's not going to work.
We keep hearing that whatever the politicians are suggesting, admittedly, it's all been rather woolly so far, isn't right. Can you pin down exactly what would keep investors happy to make them feel more confident?
That's a tough one. Personally, it doesn't matter. I'm a trader. I don't really care about the business. I go with what the market. If I see an opportunity to make money, I go with that. So for most traders, it's not about that. We don't really care that much how they're going to fix the economy, how they're going to fix the whole situation. Our job is to make money. And personally, I've been dreaming of this for 3 years. I had a confession, which is I go to bed every night and I dream of another recession, I dream of another moment. So why? Because people don't seem to really remember that the 30s depression, if the crash in the 30s, wasn't just about market crash. There were some people who were prepared to make money from that crash. And I think anybody can do that. It isn't just for some people in the elite. Anybody can actually make money. It's an opportunity. When the market crashes, when the euro and the big stocks crash, you know what to do. If you have the right plan set up, you can make a lot of money. For example, hedging strategies. Then investing in bonds, treasury bonds, that sort of stuff.
You can see the people around them, jaws have collectively dropped at what you've just said. I mean, we appreciate your candor, however, it doesn't help the rest of us, does it? Or the rest of the Eurozone?
I would say this to everybody who's watching this. This economic crisis is like a cancer. If you just wait and wait thinking this is going to go away, just like a cancer, it's going to grow and it's going to be too late. What I would say to everybody is get prepared. This is not a time right now to wishful thinking the government is going to sort things out. The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world. Goldman Sachs does not care about this rescue package, neither does the big funds. So actually, what I would actually tell people, I want to help people. People can make money from this. It isn't just traders. What they need to do is learn about how to make money from a downward market. The first thing people should do is protect their assets, protect what they have. Because in less than 12 months, my prediction is the savings of millions of people is going to vanish. And this is just the beginning. So I would say be prepared and act now. The biggest risk people can take right now is to not act.
Thank you very much.
You dream about it, don't
you? Try not to. Right, man.
18 minutes past 11.
Say that 'cause you can.